Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. Those joining us on the radio dial in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you all could tune into the conversation. And those joining us in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad to have all of you with us as well. We've talked a lot this year about the importance of not only having a goal for ourselves, but also, of course, doing the work necessary to see that goal become a reality. Our next guest is known as the Aha Guy, but Mitchell Levy is one of those individuals that's definitely been able to find success for himself, but also been able to help others along their way as well. We're going to talk to Mitchell not only about his own journey, but what it's been like for him to be a part of other people's lives, to be able to see the success they've been able to have, but also how he's helping people day by day to be able to do exactly what they say they want to do. And if you're just hearing about Mitchell, we'll tell you a little bit later. You can stay connected with him. But Mitchell, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
It's great to be here, Cyrus. And, you know, talking with you ahead of time is different than hearing your radio voice. You have a nice radio voice.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, Mitchell, I'm excited to be able to speak with you because we actually had booked this conversation before you reached another milestone for yourself, and that is being able to not only fully fund your latest campaign, but to go over the goal. We'll talk more about what that campaign was. But, you know, Mitchell, have you found that this has really been what excites you in your life, to be able to not only do work that you enjoy, but that you know is going to be able to help other people as well?
Oh, that's sort of like I should just say uh-huh and then let it go at that, but we'll add to it. There's nothing more exciting to me than to give somebody else the tool or the platform or the framework that they need to be able to help themselves be more successful. You know, it's not just – you've heard this. You give somebody the fishing pole, you teach them how to fish, you don't give them food on the plate. It's really amazing, and as I look back at my life, I've done that whether or not I've worked for other people or for myself, and I'm now at the stage where many of the things I've done have pulled together in a way that makes it just really easy to share thoughts and have a framework, and in this case, I also have a platform that people can actually use to help them achieve the dreams that they need to.
For sure. And again, that goes to your recent goal. I noticed when I was watching a video you did when I was prepping for the segment, Mitchell, where you were not only thanking the backers of your most recent campaign, but really letting the people know, you know, the value that you are bringing. And that's the thing. You know, we all have heard that content is king. Have you found that not only have you been able to provide great content, Mitchell, but you've been able to provide content that has actually helped people to do what it is that they want to do?
Tens of thousands of people. To answer your question, I think the most important thing that people overall can be and how you need to act in today's world is being authentic and being the true you and allowing people to see a little bit into yourself, your life, how you live, and then be able to share through example, not just by telling, on what people can do to be successful at what they do. And so I live what we do every day. I do the important part. And the important part is having good connections, making good friends, having the important one-on-one, very focused conversations, and then having the really broad brush conversation where you're spreading a bigger word. And then when doing that, it's doing it from the area of being called an expert. You know, everyone should be an expert in the area that they want to make money in or they do make money in today. And one of the ways to become and be recognized as an expert is to be the author of a book. And so that's really what we're focused on is we help people who are really interested. We give them a tool and a platform so they can write their book in 8 hours or less. And it's super cool to be able to do that, and I think part of what I get, we've had hundreds of authors do that, by the way, and we've published as a publisher, we publish over 800 different titles, but the interesting part is helping people figure out where they're focusing and how to do the right thing for themselves, and then seeing the results afterwards because they really focus in the right areas is really powerful. It's a lot of fun.
Right. And I think there's an interesting connection that I noticed, again, going back to when I was preparing for this talk with you, Mitchell, that I hope our audience gets as well, and that is that in being able to have your own success, Mitchell, you have not been afraid of other people succeeding. In fact, you've encouraged that. You've given them the tools necessary to do that. That, unfortunately, is not something that everyone does. How did you get to that place where you realized the correlation between being able to do what you wanted to do and be successful in that and helping other people do the same thing?
You know, it's really funny. I've lived in Silicon Valley for 30 years. And when you live in Silicon Valley, you always run into venture capitalists, angel investors, entrepreneurs with ideas, and I have a really broad network. So what's interesting, and I was actively involved. I was at Sun Microsystems way back when, and I was actively involved during the e-commerce, the introductions, the beginning of the Internet and the e-commerce days. So what's really interesting is and I'm answering your question, and I'm just giving a little broad brush approach to it. The interesting part is there are so many people who have the exact same idea, right? It's really fascinating to me. There are a lot of bright people, and a lot of them have ideas. And so the interesting part is who wins. And the people who win are not necessarily the people with the most elegant ideas, not with the people who plan how to make their idea a reality, but the people who actually plow, put their feet on the road. They not just have a great idea in their head, they not just have a great idea that's in their heart and they feel it, but they put their feet on the ground and they really make it happen. And so it's really about driving forward and making stuff happen. And because Silicon Valley is full of all these great people who want to help each other, you got to tell people what you're doing because other people will share ideas. So right. What I found awfully early is that it's important. If you have an idea, the idea is not going to win. It's you executing on the idea in a way that you get the community to help you that's going to win. And so being able to share things that you do, being able to share things that make sense, that can help others. So as you mentioned, and by the way, let me applaud you. Just taking the time, if you're listening to this, Cyrus has said twice that he spent time researching this interview ahead of time so it could be a better interview. You know, anything you do in life, before you actually get on the spot, you should do the research in the interview. So thank you so much for taking the time to do the research. And so what's fascinating is if you're prepared and you do the stuff and you share. And so if you go to, and I'll give you a URL to think about. If you go to URL ahathat.com/author, we have a 7-step process for writing an AHA book, but there are two things in that process that we give away for free. And we give it away for free because I want people to be better at what they do. And there are two really important elements. One is how to write a good aha message, or in this case, how to write a good quote that appears on social media. Right? It's a single-page PDF. It's step two of our 7-step process, and it's available for anyone to grab. And the last one is, although we have a 7-step process, we have steps 8, 9, and 10, which is really about marketing, because anything you do in life, I would say it's more than 30%. It's probably 90% of the success of anything you do is about marketing. We have a single-page PDF on how to go about marketing. In this case, it's focused on an AHA book. But if you read it, it's how to go about marketing anything you do. And both of those pieces of content are readily available for anyone to grab and share. And it's important, I think, answering your questions, it's important to put yourself out there and share things that you learn, share AHA messages. Because if you're sharing it without any expectation of reward, people sort of see that you really are there to help them and help them be successful. And then when you have the ask, you know, if the ask is, in this case, we ran a Kickstarter that hit 250% of goal, then when you have the ask, people are much more interested in helping you because they've seen how much you've helped them and others.
For sure. And I think that's it. And again, if you all missed it, it's ahathat.com/author, and we'll remind you of the website at the end. Mitchell, you mentioned something, too, that I think is really important, and that is, I mean, as I said in the beginning of this conversation, you're known as the aha guy. I mean, I think for a lot of people, when they're recognized for something that they do well, I mean, there's, of course, the great thing about being recognized, but, too, the added, of course, pressure that comes with that, the responsibility that comes with that. I mentioned to you before we went on here that one of the things I knew I wanted to talk to from my audience, because one of the questions I get a lot, or one of the concerns I get, is that, hey, Cyrus, I have this idea, but I'm afraid. I'm afraid, you know, in the world we live in today, you put things out there, people will tear you down, they'll say what you can't do, or just the idea of, okay, is this really going to work? How did you embrace it, Mitchell? How did you embrace that you were the aha guy and then be able to walk in that every day?
I think if you call any of my authors that we published or any of the clients we've done consulting for, it's hard to be on the phone or in front of me without getting aha moments every short period of time. And what I've learned in life is I like to collect ideas and thoughts and frameworks. And I was asked, it was funny, I had an author friend of mine create an aha moment in me. And she said, hey, Mitchell, I'm writing a proposal for a major book publisher. I'd like you to send me a couple paragraphs, and here's what it starts. I remember when. And then you just let yourself free flow. And I didn't know where my brain would take me, and it brought me back to my first mentor I ever had. And this is how I didn't get my first mentor until I was 30, 33. And by the way, I would encourage you, if you can find somebody to help you, coach you, mentor you, absolutely a worthwhile thing to do. And I wish I had one before I was in my 30s. But I went to my first mentor, and I asked a question, and I tried to remember, why did this one pop up? And it turned out he gave me a framework. And the framework he gave me allowed me to be the person I am today. And it was really fascinating to me that was the element. And so I started thinking to myself, of the things I've done in life, what has been helpful? And what I'd say is it's having a framework in which you can now put yourself in. So when somebody says to you, I have a great idea, if I put it out there, will people not like the idea? And subsequently, will they not like me? And let me actually say, those are two different elements. Whether or not somebody likes you or not as an individual has nothing to do with whether or not they like your idea. And it is absolutely okay for somebody to absolutely like or love you but not like your idea, right, or vice versa. Now, vice versa, it doesn't matter if somebody doesn't like you if they really like your idea and they want to invest in you, although most likely if they don't like you, they're not going to invest in your idea.
Mm-hmm.
So
for sure.
What I'd say is it's important to put yourself out there, to be able to share who you are, to share your ideas. And your ideas, particularly if you put them in a consumable format that other people can then consume and use, whatever that may mean, whether it's physical or virtual or an idea, if you put it out there like that, this is somebody different, right? So let me answer your question in a different way.
Okay.
I had a friend of mine who I really, really admire. And probably about a year and a half, maybe even 2 years ago, he said to me, Mitchell, you're too many things. And if you look at my LinkedIn profile, and it's go to Mitchell Levy, look at my LinkedIn profile, and feel free to do that and connect to me. By the way, if you do connect to me, let me know that you've heard me here. It'll make it easier for me to immediately hit the yes button. And he said, Mitchell, you've done too many things, and I don't remember how I should introduce you to others. I like you, Mitchell, but I can't introduce you. And I started to think about that because when I, you know, I've gone through three or four different morphs or transformations in my career, and my latest one prior to being called the aha guy, or even before the aha guy, I called myself the chief instigator of ahas, and before that I was the thought leader architect. Now, thought leader architect was kind of cool, and that was what I was doing as a strategic consultant. But what was interesting, in the 2 to 3 years I called myself a thought leader architect, I had maybe one or two of my friends recommend me as a thought leader architect. as soon as I changed my name to the Chief Instigator of AHAZ, great name because it, you know, it has to do with the initials of CIA. As soon as I changed my name there, I ended up getting probably 4 or 5 recommendations in the first month from people. They could put their arms around it. But it still was the problem with Chief Instigator of AHAZ, it is just so many syllables. And as I mentioned 2 years ago, one of my friends said, Mitchell, you are the AHA guy. Every time I talk to you, that's what you talk about, and that's who you are, and that's who you represent, and that's who you need to be. And I originally sort of shied away from that. But what happened is I started, once again, thinking to myself, how do people remember me, and how do I want them to remember me? And when I would go to, you then go to your friends. I mean, imagine, Cyrus, you pick up a call, pick up the phone, call up 10 of your friends and say, hey, tell me 3 to 5 words, who am I? And if 3 or 4 people say the same thing, then that's your name, right? And if they don't or they say something you don't like, then that's your job to fix that. And so being the AHA guy becomes an easy way for people to sort of put their arms around what I do. My corporate company is called Think AHA. The application we have that helps people write books and be able to easily share content on social media is called AHA That. So being the AHA guy is just sort of a natural outcome of that.
Yeah. And that's definitely how people can find you after this conversation. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome Mitchell Levy to our program today. We're talking with him not only about his work he's been able to do as the AHA guy, but also how he's been able to help people each and every day to be able to turn their own goals into a reality, especially when it comes to authors. And you mentioned something very interesting, and I think it's a great segue back to the recent campaign you had, Mitchell, and that was that one of the ways to be able to really show yourself as an authority is to write a book, to be able to have that. And you've been able to help people do that. You mentioned the website earlier, ahathat.com/author. But talk to us about this recent campaign again, and it goes to what you said also earlier, and that is about being able to build this coalition, to be able to build your audience, so when you get ready for the ask, you have people there that are ready, and you definitely had that to be able to go over 200% over your goal. First of all, what was it like for you as you sat down to do that video that I saw? What was it like for you to know that you have been able to exceed the goal you set and to be able to see that kind of support?
Oh, it's a great feeling. I have to tell you, it's an amazingly great feeling when you're done with fundraising like that. I sat on the board of a public company, and we raised lots of money through the stock market and elsewhere. But it's one thing to be on the board. It's another to be the CEO or the CFO who's going door-to-door and knocking and making presentations. And to be able to do a Kickstarter or any fundraising campaign, it takes time and effort. You can't the day in which you put out an idea and immediately people flock to you, those things are very few and far between. The overnight success takes, 5-10 years maybe to accomplish. So it felt really good to be able to give the campaign. And what we did, if you go to the AHA That platform, we really solve 2 big problems. Or as I like to say, we allow you to press the easy button twice. So let me tell you, as anyone in today's world, if you want to be successful, you have to do a couple things. And really, it comes down to, do people like you? Do they trust you? Do they think of you as an expert in the area that you play? Well, first thing you have to do, if somebody hears your name, like the first thing you should be doing when you hear the name Mitchell Levy is just Google me, see what pops up. You know what's going to pop up typically? And this is for anyone's name. One of the first 3 links will be your link to either Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn. So do you have a good LinkedIn profile? If your Twitter comes up, do you not only have a good Twitter profile, but have you shared interesting content that your audience sort of responds to? So to be successful, you need to have a reasonable social media presence, and you need to share content that your audience is going to appreciate. So that's one of the easy buttons we press. The easy button is having good, compelling content. So if you go to ahathat.com, currently there's over 34,000 pieces of content, quotes basically, that you can get access to for free and share in seconds. So that's definitely pressing the easy button. And then the second thing that's that the second easy button we allow people to press is, guess what? If you're the author of a book on a topic, you're considered the expert on that topic. And many people, you know, if you do a book for a traditional New York publisher, it's going to take you, you know, 1,000 hours to write. If you do it either self-publish or some other some of the hybrid type publishers, and I've got 4 different publishing companies that do that, you know, it typically takes about 100 to 150 hours to write. And, you know, although that's not the same as 1,000, it's still a lot of time. So the goal with the Aha That platform is to create a vehicle where, and as I mentioned, we've had hundreds of authors be able to write their book in 8 hours or less. So that's really interesting. And I could point to these authors who sat down on a Saturday and finished their book. And their book is comprised of 140 sort of aha moments that will then allow their audience to be able to see who they are, to be inspired by what they say, and then want more information. And so that's kind of where Aha That is excited, and how I help others is not only give them the tools where they could share content for free, but also put themselves out there as experts by writing a book on the topic in a day.
Right. And I think going back to what you said, Mitchell, I think it's so important too. It's a great way for people to be able to get what they want. And then because it's being offered for free, that allows people to say, okay, this is my opportunity to get to know this person, and not, you know, the main obligation, of course, being the time. Have you found that for you, when you kind of look at what your success has been, however you would define that for yourself, Mitchell, and also for those of you work with, it really is about really good time management and making the most of the time that people have?
I have a plaque on my desk, and time management is always an interesting thing. And the plaque on my desk is one of my friends gave this to me when she started doing her entrepreneurial efforts, and she goes, Mitchell, this is important. You want this too. Here's what the plaque says. It's a nice wooden plaque. I love it. And it says, the best thing about being self-employed is you get to decide which 20 hours a day to work. So,
right.
You know, and sometimes that's true and sometimes that's not. And success involves, for you personally, do you have a lifestyle that you want to live? Are you working for the person who you want to work for? Do you pay your bills and have more after that? I mean, success is so many different things for different people. I've not worked for a corporation since 1997. So my son was born, he was raised, and now he just left to college. And he's had both parents at home with him, you know, which may be a good thing or a bad thing, but I think it's a good thing. He had both parents at home with him during his, you know, during his formative years. To me, that's really success. And so it comes down to, you know, what's important to you, and where do you want to, you know, so earn a living so you could pay your bills. And the only thing I'd mention time management wise, and I think for those that are starting out, basically there are 3 things you have to think about as an entrepreneur. You know, you have to think about what is the product that you're selling. So you and what is the product you're selling today, and what's the product you need to sell tomorrow. So I call that building product for tomorrow. You also have to think about prospecting. If you can't figure out how to get your next client, you will never have a business. And then the third thing you have to do is you have to satisfy your existing customers. So when you start a business, there are really 3 things you're focused on. You know, it's satisfying existing customer, it's finding your next customer, and it's building products so you can get more customers in the future. As you grow, you add a 4th thing, and that's managing your team. You know, and it's really there's always an interesting relationship and balance you need to make between all those elements. And I could tell you there's so many times I bump into people where they're either super busy because they have all this client work and you never see them, or they're super busy because they have no clients and they're trying to find the next one. And I'd only say it'd be great if whatever business you create, you could figure out a scenario where you've got some money left over for times where the clients are a little dry, and you have resources you could leverage for times in which you have a lot of clients.
Right. And I think that's it. And hey, that should be a nice goal for all of us to be able to have, for sure. And I think, you know, it also means, you know, being able, as you said, you know, to be happy, to be able to find something that makes you happy. And when you're able to do that, it doesn't really feel that much like work anyway. Mitchell Levy has been our guest for this segment, everyone. Great conversation with you, Mitchell. Many of you know him as the Aha Guy. Mitchell, we have to have you back on the program again. I think it's great not only what you've been able to achieve for yourself and to build, but also what you've been able to use to empower other people as well through the techniques that you've been able to share with them, and to be able to share how they can be able to not only have a goal or a dream for themselves, but to turn that into a reality. Let our audience know how they can stay connected with you and keep up with the great things that are coming up.
Absolutely, and I'm happy to come back, Cyrus. You know, it's Mitchell Levy, just as it's spelled. Feel free to Google me, and we'll come up in the top couple ways. You can find me on LinkedIn and connect to me there. I also would like to encourage you, go to ahathat.com. Take a look at what you're doing. Even if you don't want to write today, start using our content. Start sharing content for free today. The first person who actually writes their book on the Aha That platform, I'll talk to Cyrus and we'll get you on his show, right? So you write a book for Aha That from the platform. I'll make sure that I share it very well on social media, and I've got a nice following. And Cyrus will do that as well, and that would be great. I'd love to do that and make sure that I can tell that people came from this part of the world, and I love the focus and conversation you have. I think it'd be valuable to hear from your audience. So anyhow, go to ahathat.com. My email is there, and start sharing content. And if you want to write a book, let us know you came from the show, and we'll get you back on Cyrus' show.
Mitchell, thank you so much for that. Looking forward to that for sure, and definitely looking forward to staying connected with you online. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. For our radio audience, stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you. So if you came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Mitchell, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.